Here's something that's really important to understand. It's that the globalist depopulation efforts are being driven by, or you could say are running neck and neck with, the rise of AI reasoning capabilities. In other words, as AI reasoning continues to leap forward so that automated systems would be able to engage in problem solving and reasoning and thereby replace physical skills in the real world. As that's happening, the globalists are desperately trying to figure out how to get rid of several billion people. So I think we're past the point of whether there's any debate about depopulation actually being underway. Maybe some people aren't aware of it yet, but those are the ones that are going to be depopulated. So, well, ignorance, you know, is costly. But most of you listening, you understand depopulation really began strongly with COVID, although infertility efforts have been underway for decades. But COVID and getting people to line up and be injected with basically vaccine euthanasia shots, that really took a leap forward in 2020. Well, I started working on AI projects about a year ago, in late 2023. At that time, AI had just become accessible with so-called small language models, or SLMs, to where a company the size of mine could acquire enough hardware resources and data sets in order to build language models and release them to the public that would be chatbots with a lot of knowledge in them. And we did that. Brighteon.ai is the website. Although the last release there, which is from earlier this year, is really obsolete at this point, but we learned the process, we proved the point that we could take a massive amount of data on natural health and herbs and nutrition, and we could use various fine-tuning techniques to alter base models such as Mistral 7B or other base models, and then we could release the new modified models to the public, which we did. And you can download some of those models right now if you wish. They're at brighteon.ai. However, that's nothing compared to what's coming next year. We're going to be releasing a new model next year, free, of course, open source, that is a full domain adaptation model that's larger than 7 billion and that will have been successfully, aggressively trained in terms of its domain of knowledge. Rather than just fine-tuning models, which is a sort of, you know, altering a very small set of parameters, what we're able to do now because of some really amazing cost efficiencies and some technology advancements over the last year is we're able to do full domain adaptation of models at a fraction of what it would cost just a year ago. So in other words, we can do this now for well under $1 million. Whereas a year or 2 years ago, this would have cost 10 million plus easily. But things are changing rapidly in the world of AI. Now, over the last few weeks, companies released some really astonishing models that you need to know about, because this is going to feed into the whole point of this podcast, which is the reasoning capabilities of automated systems and what that has to do with depopulation. China is now taking the lead in AI models. China is beating OpenAI. China has two models. One is called DeepSeek, and another is called Qwen. And Qwen is a Q-W-E-N, by the way, Qwen. Qwen just came out with Qwen 2.5, which is created by the Alibaba company. And DeepSeek, which I believe has similar roots to Qwen. I don't know all the details, but it seems similar, but it's a much larger model. DeepSeek has really incredible reasoning capabilities as well, but DeepSeek just came out with a revision 1 that is available to the public, and it has a step-by-step reasoning capabilities built into it, which is similar to what OpenAI has been building with their O1 model. But step-by-step reasoning in a language model is something that you need to understand. We all need to understand this. So let's back up and understand, what is a language model? An LLM, just a typical LLM, is simply a predictive generator of text. If you tell it something like, why did the chicken cross the blank? And you ask it to predict what word will fill in the blank, it will search through its hyperdimensional database of relationships of words, or really tokens, but we'll just call them words, and concepts, and it's a massive, massive billions of parameters trained on trillions of words. And it will decide there's a 99% chance that that word should be road. All right, so why did the chicken cross the road? Well, what comes next? Well, language models can continue to write, so they can generate text, but it's all predictive. It's based on just prediction. So if I ask a language model a math question, kind of like these word problems you used to have in grade school, you know, like if Mary's on a train traveling at 75 miles an hour to the east, and she's on the train for 2 hours, but then the train hits a moose on the tracks 1 hour into the ride, and it slows to half speed, you know, and like, at what time does Mary arrive late to her dinner party, or what, you know, those kinds of questions. At least we had those when I was in the fifth grade. I don't know today, that's probably college level stuff. But when I was a kid, they were teaching us those kinds of problems in the fifth grade. AI has had a very difficult time reasoning through those things until now. In the last year, AI reasoning has taken a quantum leap forward to the point where AI can now, these models I'm talking about, like DeepSeek and even Qwen and OpenAI's models, they can step by step reason through a problem solve, and they will even, they'll describe the steps to you. So they are self-aware of the steps that it takes to solve a problem. So there are all kinds of interesting logic problems and math problems that language models have been, they've had a very difficult time solving. Like, for example, if Bob enters a room, and in the room, there are two other people, and then one person kills the other person, and then in revenge, Bob kills that killer, then how many killers are now in the room? Okay, so you and I would say, well, two, obviously, because Bob is a killer and the other guy's a killer. But language models have a difficult time with that. Or logic problems like, I put a ping pong ball in a cup, and then I take the cup and put it in another room. Where's the ping pong ball now? You know, that kind of question. Those are reasoning questions. And what they require is a conceptualizing of the problem and then thinking through it step by step. Now, you do this automatically, especially involving physical skills. Let's say you want to clean the gutters on your house. It's fall, you've got leaves in the gutters. And so you have a goal. I want to clean the gutters of my house. And then your brain goes, well, how do I clean the gutters? Obviously, I need a way to reach the gutters. So you start to think step by step, I'm going to need a ladder. All right, where do I find a ladder? How do I get a ladder? How do I carry a ladder? How do I place the ladder against the house without damaging the gutters? How do I climb the ladder safely? Then how do I actually clean out the gutters? Do I need gloves? You know, step by step, right? Your brain is going through this all the time. You do this when you drive somewhere. Like, I need groceries. How do I get to the grocery store? I'm going to take a vehicle. Okay. How do I drive the vehicle? I'm going to need keys to start it, probably. Where are my keys? You know, step by step. Like, your mind is doing this automatically because you are a goal-oriented being that engages in step-by-step planning. And then you kind of have a world simulator in your head where you're kind of simulating the actions of the world and kind of pre-testing how that might work for you. Like, if you're going to rob a bank, let's say, right? Especially, you would have to plan that out. And you would think about, well, what happens if I'm robbing the bank? I mean, obviously, this is a joke. Don't take it seriously. But what happens if I'm robbing the bank and then, you know, there's a guard there? And how do I block the security cameras? And what do I do with the people? Like, you're going through a simulation of how to be a bank robber. Well, I mean, hopefully not, but you get the idea. So language models, which are going to be used to power the humanoid robots that will take over most of human labor, those language models have to go through the same steps. So NVIDIA has rolled out a new world simulator. It's called Omniworld, and it's an entire planet Earth digital twin, and it allows, well, virtual robots to test out their code to see what works. So if a robot wants to clean out the leaves in the gutter, let's say, the robot, maybe they've never done that task before, and you've asked them, maybe you have a robot, and you're like, clean out the gutters, please. And don't kill me, Mr. Robot. And the robot goes into the world simulator in its own head or in a cloud, and then it runs a bunch of simulations of how do I clean the leaves out of a gutter. And it might go through like a billion combinations of that, of step by step, getting the ladder, cleaning the gutter, etc. And then it comes up with the best solution that achieves the result. And that all happens in the simulator. And then it takes those actions or algorithms out of the simulator, loads them into its own brain, and all of this can happen in mere seconds. And then it begins to take action. And it walks over. I am cleaning the gutters. You know, I'm thinking RoboCop here. I'm cleaning the gutters. And in that way, the robot achieves the task. All right. Now, that all sounds great as long as it's helping you out. The problem is that, well, AI language models now have very good step-by-step reasoning, which means, combined with the world simulator, it means that these humanoid robots are now very, very close to being able to simulate and solve step-by-step any problem in the real world, including complex problems such as how do I pick these strawberries? Well, that's a complex problem. Currently requires human pickers. Or how do I pack these products at this warehouse as part of this e-commerce Amazon.com platform? That's a very complex problem. But now we have the ability for robots to reason through it and to do it with a built-in simulation and to do it in, you know, very rapid time. Or think about it. How do I remove this appendix as a surgeon? There's an interesting question. Lots and lots of physical problems can now be solved step by step, procedurally, by the automated systems. And of course, soldier robots as well, they can solve these problems. How do I climb that hill and put the mortar up there? How do I take out this enemy bunker? You know, how do I destroy these 25 humans that are in this house? Right? I mean, these robots are going to be asked to do extermination tasks, obviously. What, you think Israel isn't going to use humanoid robots to just go exterminate everybody? Of course they will. They can't wait. They're leaders in AI weaponization right now. If Israel could have, you know, 10,000 robotic soldiers, they would send them in to get and kill all Palestinians immediately. The only reason they don't do that now is because they can't handle the loss of life of the Israeli soldiers. So think about that. So understand that as these robots become very, very capable because of the reasoning capabilities of the AI systems, the globalists will say, well, I guess it's time for us to carry out the extermination. And that's exactly what they are doing. The extermination agenda is upon us, and it will accelerate for these very reasons, because automated system reasoning is now reaching a critical mass, and the globalists don't need the humans they once needed. So I will keep you posted on all of this, of course. And we are building a language model, a really revolutionary language model with a new name that we're going to roll out in 2025. You'll be able to download it for free. And it will not power killer robots, by the way, but it will give you incredible knowledge about herbs and nutrition and natural medicine and things like that, and preparedness and survival skills, off-grid living, permaculture, all kinds of things like that, medicinal extraction, making your own herbal formulas. I already mentioned emergency medicine. A lot of things that you will find in this model with improved, vastly improved knowledge base that wasn't possible a year ago. So stay tuned. And what you can do is you can go to brighteon.ai. You can sign up there on the email list. And then we will email you when we have the new models available. Just a couple of months. I don't know, maybe three. Yeah, let's say 3 months from now. Probably, let's say March 1st is a pretty good target date for the release of our next really kick-ass model. And you will need probably a 16 gigabyte NVIDIA GPU in order to run it, such as the RTX 4090 card. If you want to get one of those cards, they will run the model quite well. So check it out. Thank you for listening, and stay alive, folks. Stay alive, because not everybody's going to do that. You know, going to be billions that don't. But stay tuned. Follow all my articles at naturalnews.com and follow my podcasts and interviews at brighteon.com. Thanks for listening. Take care. Mike Adams here, and I want to share a little nutritional secret with you. So, you know, I drink these smoothies every day. I make these out of avocados and bananas and whey protein. I put some other powders in them as well. I put a little black cumin seed oil in there and some vitamin D drops and things like that. But what I've added today into my smoothie, because we now have it available in our store, is called Golden Milk. And I know it's kind of a funny name, but it's orange. It's golden orange colored because it's got a lot of turmeric in it. But let me show you this. I've got it on my desk here. There it is in the canisters there on the right and left-hand side. Golden Milk powder canisters. Of course, it's certified organic and laboratory tested, but if you show my screen, I want to walk you through some of the ingredients. This is incredibly delicious. It's great for the fall season here too, but it's made with organic coconut milk powder and then organic date sugar, which is a low glycemic natural sweetener. And then the functional herbs are, you've got curcumin, which is an extract from turmeric. You've got organic turmeric root powder, organic ginger root powder for that spice, that fall spice, ashwagandha powder, which is an adaptogen that's really potent, and then cinnamon powder gives it that just delicious flavor. Cinnamon, by the way, is used a lot in traditional Chinese medicine, and it has its own health properties. All this together is called Organic Golden Milk Superfood. You can take the powder and you can blend it into water, or you can blend it like I did with avocados and bananas. You can blend it with cashews to make like a cashew milk, like a superfood fall eggnog nutrition drink. You know, there's no eggs in it, and it's not all sugared up like typical eggnog. It's way better than eggnog, but it's great for the fall season. Or you can use almond milk or any other kind of milk or raw cow's milk, whatever you have, fresh milk off the farm. Mix this with it, and you will have a superfood extravaganza that has so many functional benefits, it's too many to even name. Now, in addition to that, here's what else we have available at the Health Ranger store. I just mentioned ashwagandha. We have an ashwagandha liquid extract available right now, too. Here it is. It's organic liquid extract, 2 fluid ounces. This is a super high-end extract that's extracted with a combination of alcohol, water, and glycerin. And as a result, because of those three different, quote, solvents or, you know, carriers, you actually extract more of the nutrients from the ashwagandha root than just using one of those. So this is available now, and it's really fantastic. And if you show my desk, I want to mention a couple other things. We have astaxanthin, Hawaiian astaxanthin, now back in stock for the first time in a long time. That is a fat-soluble carotenoid that has extraordinary properties. If you haven't yet tried astaxanthin and just observe what it can help with in terms of your mobility and joints and cognitive protective support, things like that, try astaxanthin. I think you'll be really amazed at what it can do for you. In addition, we have the Boku Superfood formulation now in stock for the first time. This organic superfood is it's based on the original Boku formulation, but it's been upgraded, enhanced with our sourcing, our laboratory testing, and the result is now the combination Boku Superfood, Health Ranger Store, you know, combo formulation and lab testing product available for the first time, plant-based, high-density nutrition, ready to blend into water or milk or anything like that. It's available for the first time at our store. And then finally, if you go back to my desk, yeah, we've got ginger latte powder, which is you know, more of a sort of coffee-themed drink there that's also quite delicious. And then we also have there in the brown label the organic freeze-dried crunchy munchies, banana, apple, cinnamon. And these are fruit and herb purees that are freeze-dried into little snack chunks. And they're called crunchy munchies. They're fun to eat. Kids love them too. And the ingredients are just incredibly clean and nutritious. We also have a banana strawberry flavor available in the crunchy munchies as well. So a great snack, a great travel food. All of this and much more is available now at healthrangerstore.com. And also don't want to forget iodine, because everybody's freaking out about the risk of nuclear war right now. And sure enough, we've got nascent iodine available at the store. This is the cap version, because the caps last much longer than the droppers. But you can also buy this with a dropper in it, or you can get bulk deals with this. You can buy like six bottles with caps right here, a six pack. And this stuff is going to just disappear off the shelves the minute, you know, let's pray it doesn't happen, but the minute war escalates even more between Russia and Ukraine, especially if somebody starts launching nukes, or even if Israel starts launching nukes, which could happen on any given day, it seems, but you won't be able to find nascent iodine on the shelves. So get it now while you can. And when it's relatively affordable and available, we've got it right now. We're shipping right now out of our warehouse in Central Texas. So thank you for all your support. Shop at healthrangerstore.com for all your nutrition needs. And you can find many different products that we have available, hundreds to choose from that are health and nutrition. We've got hundreds of different products to choose from, themed on health and nutrition and superfoods, even personal care products. We've got freeze-dried crunchy munchies and also storable food, certified organic storable food, you know, various nutritional supplements. Yes, we test everything for glyphosate. We test it for heavy metals. We test for microbiology contamination, E. coli, salmonella, yeast and mold, total plate count, other testing as well. So we do more testing than anybody that I know of in this business. And so you can rest assured that whatever you purchase from our store is ultra clean, ultra tested, and has very high density nutrition, without all the crazy high toxic heavy metals that are very commonly found in products like turmeric and ginger and moringa and many others. So, hey, as I say about the other nutritional product providers out there, if they're not testing for heavy metals, they're selling heavy metals. You got to test for it, because heavy metals contamination is like crazy common in certain types of foods and supplements like turmeric. So we have laboratory tested, certified organic. Thank you for supporting healthrangerstore.com, and know that every purchase helps support our platforms like Brighteon.com, Natural News, Brighteon.io, our decentralized free speech platform, Brighteon.social, and much more, including our AI project, Brighteon.ai. So thank you for all your support. God bless you all. Take care.